بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد إن شاء الله today we'll talk about verse number 25 of سورة البقرة. So first let's recite this verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون. Some of the tajweed aspects here, ثمرة الرزق. We have tanween, which is the two kasra here, thamaratin, then followed by ra. So when there is a tanween followed by ra, it is called idgham bighayri ghunna. So it will be idgham, meaning that we remove the noon of the tanween, thamaratin. This noon, we'll remove it and combine it with the ra, thamaratir. You see, from ten to tir, thamaratir. Rizqa. And we do not do idgham bighayri ghunna. We do not do ghunna, which is the the elongation of like two harakat. We don't say thamaratin rizqa. No, thamaratir rizqa. Okay, so this is one thing I wanted to highlight. What does this verse mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you recall in the previous verse, verse number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about hellfire, and what is awaiting there for those who deny Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who deny Islam, who deny the Quran, who deny that this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who challenge this Quran. For them there is a hellfire. And Allah has described the hellfire. So Allah, after describing the hellfire, this is the style of the Quran. Allah is shifting the attention to the opposite of the hellfire, which is the paradise and what is there in the paradise. So Allah says that give good tidings, bashir. Bashir means give a good tiding, good news. And it has the word in bashir, bashara, which is the skin, as if when we are receiving a good news, its effect is overflowing to our skins out of the joyness and from bishr as well. Okay, so it appears in the appearance and the skin of the person. So give the good news to whom? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. To those who believe and follow that belief with amilu salihat, with doing good things. So it's not enough that a person just have the faith in his mind, but he doesn't translate it into any action. No. Amilu salihat. One has to combine the faith with action. That's why we have the articles of faith, which is more intellectual in the heart. Belief in Allah, angels, malaika, angels, kutub, the scriptures, in the prophets, in the taqdeer, in the hereafter, all these six pillars of iman. But that is not enough if we don't translate into the five pillars of Islam, which initiates praying, zakah, fasting, going for hajj, and all the other articles of the practices of Islam. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So if a person has آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, what is the good news for them? أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ. They have gardens. Jannah is the singular and the jannat is the plural. Not only one garden, gardens. And this is an amazing garden. It's almost like a fairy land in our fables and stories. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, under which rivers flow. The rivers flow from beneath the Jannah. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Even it is mentioned that there is no track. Usually in the river, when it flows in our dunya, in the rivers that we know in this world, it has its track, but there it just flows without any particular track or a deep road that leads the water to its track. And that is the Jannah. Usually in the Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using linguistic vocabulary that we know in our dunya in order to approximate what is awaiting in the Akhirah, but what is there in the Akhirah is unseen. The only commonality is the vocabulary or the term that you use. But the river we know in this world and the river in the Akhirah has much difference. We'll see some of the differences there. But they have a commonality of the word river. And by river, we can imagine something, that there is a water and that is flowing and it is going through. Okay. But other than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared in Jannah for His believing servants ما لعينٌ رأت, things that eyes has never seen, ولا أذنٌ سمعت, things that the ear has never heard of, ولا خطر على قلب بشر, and the bounties therein are things that no human imagination have ever imagined, that there is such a beauty, such a thing. So a person, when he opens his imagination, closes his eyes and opens the imagination of all kind of bounties, still he won't be able to imagine what has Allah hidden as secrets and gifts and bounties for the people of Jannah. That's why what follows is an example. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا. Whenever those people of Jannah, they are given, provided, thamara means a fruit as a provision, قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ, they will say that this is what we were given before. هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ, meaning that this is what we have seen yesterday, as Mujahid said, for example, or Ikrimah said, we have seen this before, but it is different. So its color and shape might be same, but its taste is different. Have you ever imagined that you are given an apple in this world, today an apple, and tomorrow is the same apple, looking everything same, but the taste is a different taste, all delicious, but this is another flavor, but the outlook is the same. In some cases, also it could be as narrated by other ulama, is that they will see them similar to the shape and color of fruits they knew in this world, like banana, apple, grapes, whatever. Okay, but when they taste it, it's far different. They have never seen such a delicious or tasted such a delicious taste. Okay, but this is the same. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that yes, in order for us to appreciate, Allah must use the same vocabulary, which is called fruit, which is called rumman, pomegranate, which is called banana, which is called orange. Okay, so that these are not unknown vocabulary to us. If it was unknown vocabulary, we'll never appreciate what does it mean. Okay, it will be like Chinese to somebody who doesn't know Chinese. Rather, Allah uses the same word, including the word Jannah. Jannah also, the people as an Arab, they know what is a Jannah. It's a garden. It has thick trees and leaves, and it is so nice that as if it becomes like enchanted. Okay, it enchants a person. Okay, so we know the Jannah in dunya. So Allah has leveraged on that and used the same word, but the Jannah of Akhirah is much different. is much different, but it has the commonality and the elements. Okay, that's why Ibn Abbas said, لا يشبه شيء مما في الجنة مما في الدنيا إلا في الأسماء. Whatever is awaiting for the believers in Jannah, there is nothing similar to the things, the material things we see in this world, except the name. Only the name is the similar, but the reality are much different. So that's why they said that قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. This is what we have already tested. And Allah says, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. And they will be served fruits that look similar, but actually the taste is different. And so this is from the fruit part. Then Allah continues the description, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. And they will have very mutahara, pure spouses. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. Very pure spouses. Residents of paradise will be in a perfect condition. There will be neither physical impurities such as illness, urination, defecation, menstruation. These are physical impurities, and the Jannah is a place of pureness. There is no such filthy things there. So this is in a physical sense mutahara, they are pure. But also from non-physical sense, spiritual blemishes such as jealousy, envy, hatred, all these kind of qualities that we in dunya have. If a person has a wife, in the husband-wife interaction, almost every day we suffer from such type of blemishes, right? And behavioral aspects, moral aspects. So both physical and non-physical, the people of Jannah will be pure. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. And the best thing is that it ends the ayah, وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will stay there forever. Stay there forever. In this dunya, we sometimes spend lots of money in the summer and go for a dream holiday in Hawaii or on a beach or a tropical island or this and that. But the moment we stay there and enjoy, immediately we start to feel sad that we'll have to leave after 2 days, after 3 days, after 1 month. You don't stay in vacation over 1 month, for example, right? So you are not Khalidun. You are not staying there forever. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that, okay, this type of amazing bounties is a holiday forever. It's not the case that person will leave. وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So let us always try to arm ourselves with aman wa amilu salihat, because all the description came for this category of people, aman wa amilu salihat. Let us have the faith and translate the faith into the action. If we have that, inshallah we'll enjoy all these promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in these verses. May Allah give us توفيق الهداية. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.